It was Samuel Johnson who said that patriotism was the last refuge of the scoundrel. But it was Lisa Simpson, Bart's sister, who said that prayer was the last refuge of the scoundrel. We know what she means, don't we? Many of us don't really have much of a prayer life until something frightful happens and we're up against the wall. When we have nowhere else to turn, we turn in desperation to God. Please, God, please. And it feels like we may as well be praying to that wall, doesn't it? Is God even listening? How do we cultivate a life of powerful prayer? Honestly, it probably isn't something that happens in desperation. Friendships take time to develop, and prayer is, at its core, a friendship with God. Prayer is conversation with our divine friend. First of all, set aside some time to be with God. Get away from distractions. Get comfortable. Be alone with God so that you and God have one another's full attention. Be ready to listen as well as speak. I like to begin my conversation with gratitude. What are you thankful for? Be specific. Maybe some good fortune came to you today. Maybe sunshine on your shoulder made you happy. But it's not happiness that makes us grateful. It's gratefulness that makes us happy. Tell God what it is you're grateful for. Say thank you. Move next to confession. None of us is who we wish to be. We all make mistakes, say things we regret, neglect to do the things we ought to have done. Again, be specific, but don't beat yourself up. Just ask for grace, and then be quiet and listen for what God might have to say, or feel that nudge to accept God's forgiveness and move on. Next, offer prayers for others. Keep a list. See faces. Be specific. This usually helps me see my own troubles with a more balanced perspective. Then, again, stop talking and listen attentively for a few minutes. Now, having given thanks, having confessed and received forgiveness, and having prayed for others, you have laid the groundwork to ask for something for yourself. Now God has some context for your request. So go ahead and ask. But perhaps it is also good to say, as Jesus did, "Nevertheless, not my will, God, but yours be done." I like to end where I started, with a simple thank you. If this can become your regular practice, you're going to find that your prayers will take on a great deal more effectiveness and power. You see, God wants to be in relationship with us. God told Israel, "You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." Eugene Peterson paraphrases Matthew 7 this way: "Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will be even better?" Don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff. The powerful friendship with God and a powerful prayer life are invigorating and life-giving, but they will never be cultivated as the last refuge of a scoundrel.